In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Christ is in our midst. Today, the Feast of Nativity draws ever near to us. This great Feast of Nativity is seeking to bring home one reality about Christ, our Savior, and that is the reality of His incarnation, that Christ is indeed fully God and fully man. Christ's incarnation is essential to our salvation, and Christ's incarnation is inspiration in our worship. Today, as we consider Christ's incarnation, we need to consider its implications. And that is in part what the gospel text today about Christ's genealogy is leading us to. We are reminded of Christ's human family lineage. We are reminded that Christ didn't simply descend from heaven to earth without a family and just take up residence as a stranger on earth. Christ was born on earth. He was incarnate in the womb of Mary, born on earth in the town of Bethlehem. And today we need to remember the fact, part of Christ's incarnation, we need to remember that Christ comes to be born on earth in order that we might be born of heaven. Christ comes to be born on earth to identify with us in our humanity, but He comes to be born on earth that we might identify with Him in His divinity. Christ identified with every aspect of our humanity, even a suspect family tree. As we hear the gospel text today, if you're familiar with Old Testament history, you hear of Christ's relatives and you recognize not everyone was a righteous individual in every aspect of their life. Christ was born into a family lineage that had its share of issues. Some of those issues were indeed a scandal in their day. And yet Christ embraced His humanity fully, even what some might see as a questionable family tree. So today, as we remember Christ's lineage, we remember this reality of Christ's life, and it is helpful in our own lives. Some of us have had wonderful family and wonderful upbringings, but it's also true that some of us have not had this experience, and we have experienced painful family history. We may have grown up with family secrets or family issues, things that may be shameful to us or to others, and it's a shame to us, and we do not want to speak of these things. Christ dealt with this reality. Christ was not born into a perfect family where everything was handed to Him on a silver platter. Christ was born into poverty, and yet these human experiences did not become limitations for Him. Christ rose above these things and lived His perfect sinless life as an example to us all. At some point in our lives, we will experience some kind of setback. If we haven't yet, then some point we will experience a setback in life. And that setback, something will reside with us, an issue that will stay with us, and it will remain with us into the future, and we will look back on that thing, and it will be this thing that haunts us, whether it's a questionable family history or not, whether it's issues that we have brought upon ourselves. There are those issues in life that come up for us. And the past becomes this haunting voice for us that we don't want to go back and remember those things of the past. It haunts us and it calls to us. But as we consider Christ's incarnation, as we consider this season, Christ coming to be born on earth, to totally identify with our human experience, we need to recognize that Christ showed us that family history can be changed. Christ demonstrates that we can rise above the sins of our forefathers, that we can rise above them, and we're not doomed to repeat the same mistakes, the same sins that they committed. We are not bound to fall into the same old rut of family history or of our own patterns. We're not bound to fall into those ruts because Christ comes to set us free and lift us from those ruts, to show us a new path that we can walk. Whenever there are unresolved issues of the past, it is our human tendency to lock them into a closet of our heart and not speak of them and move furniture in front of the door to ensure that nothing comes in and nothing's going out of that door. We want to keep it all locked up inside and never visit it again. It's understandable because sometimes those memories, those experiences of our past are painful indeed. But we need to recognize that part of Christ coming into this world, being born into this world, He came in order to go to those places with us. He comes to totally identify with us, not just the human race in general, but with us in particular. Even those painful experiences of life, he comes to identify with us, to experience those things with us. And he doesn't want to visit those places in our life to simply pick the scab or to make us uncomfortable, but rather Christ comes to those places in our lives as the great physician of our soul. He comes to reach into that place, to bring his grace and to bring his healing touch. Christ comes to those places to show us a new way to live, to lift us out of the rut, to show us a new direction in life. Christ was born on earth that we might be born of heaven. Christ identifies with us that we might identify with him. Christ identifies with us in our humanity that we might identify with him in his divinity. Christ is born on earth that we might be born anew, that we might experience a rebirth, a birth from above, to be born again, to be born into the kingdom of heaven. Remember that exchange when Nicodemus comes to Jesus and Christ tells him, you must be born, literally, born from above, born of the kingdom of heaven. You need to be born again is usually how it's translated. We all need to experience that new birth. And Christ coming to be born on earth makes that possible. And each and every time we come to the Feast of Nativity, it's an experience for us to have a renewal of Christ being born in us once again. And it's a new birth for us once again. In the new birth, in that spiritual rebirth that's possible through Christ, we are adopted into a new family. We become members of God's household, God's family. And we can truly identify with Christ's divinity because we become members of God's family. No doubt we recognize we are broken and wounded sinners. We have all fallen short of God's glory. We've all experienced that sinful brokenness in one way or another. And Christ was born into this sinful and broken world to identify with us in the brokenness. But that's not all. He doesn't just come to identify with us. He comes to lift us from that place, to point us to the heavens, to show us that there is a different way. He descends to earth to lift us to the heights of heaven. Christ's birth makes it possible for us to be spiritually reborn. We know the experience of brokenness and sin. We know what it is to live with a past experience that's painful, whether it be the shame of family secrets or some past failure that we've committed that is coming back to us. We know these things. But through Christ's birth, we can be reborn. We can experience that spiritual birth into the family of God. And rather than remaining in the pit of our past where we just sit there and feel stuck, we can look to the heavens and recognize that Christ has come to earth to lift us to the heights of heaven. Christ identified with us in the low places of life so that we don't need to remain there any longer. Christ was born on earth that we might be born of heaven, that we might identify with the kingdom of heaven, that we might identify with our new family, the family of God. Christ has reached down to earth to our level, and now we extend our hand to the heavens and we accept his help and his grace to be lifted to the heights of heaven. Christ was born on earth to identify with us, and we need to open our hearts to him. We need to let him go into those dark closets that we don't like to open. We need to let him reach into those places, to go into those places of our life, to bring his grace, to extend his healing touch into our life, and to heal us of those things. Christ doesn't go there in order that we might remain there. Christ goes there to heal us of those things and to lift us to a new height, to redirect our eyes to heaven. Christ is born on earth that we might be born of heaven. Christ identified with us in our humanity that we might identify with him in his divinity. So today, let us open our hearts to receive Christ who is coming to be born on earth. May he who is coming to be born on earth be born anew in the manger of our hearts. And let us likewise look to the heavens. Christ was born on earth that we might be born of heaven. Christ was born on earth that we might be spiritually reborn into a new family, into the family of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.